Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is, again, your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for listening. It's our pleasure to bring you this show. We've been doing this for a dozen years now or something. I don't know.
Lost count.
Back when we were young. I don't know. Every week, interesting people, experts, really dialed in folks.
Local experts.
And our local people coming
homegrown
to talk about their clinics is just amazing. Welcome back. And we're joined by Laura Lugo today, and she's a mental health counselor and a marriage and family therapist intern, so MFT intern.
Yes.
And a local person?
Local, yes. Born and raised in Imperial Valley.
What city?
Central.
Do shout out here. So Central?
In El Centro, yes.
Central Union graduate?
Central Union graduate and married to my husband for almost five years, and we have two beautiful little boys.
Nice.
Yes.
Does it help, you know, as a therapist in working in a community, does it help to kind of have been born and raised here? When people come in, is it easier to connect to them? Do you understand some of their stressors?
Definitely, because you understand what the environment is like that you grew up in. You understand the poverty level. You understand the difficulties obtaining stable employment or the education that's out there. That, you know, there's only a few forms of education that make you successful out here. And also, you know, what other resources that we have in the valley that can help with the mental health needs, or if there's any barriers in receiving treatment. What could it be? You know, is it the stigma that's attached to getting mental health services? Is it a cultural thing that is attached to not receiving it?
What motivated you? There's lots of ways to make money in this world. Excuse me. You're a smart and talented person. What kind of led you to be a therapist?
I started working with underprivileged people with social services. I was working doing that. I actually got my education in teaching. I was going to become an elementary teacher.
Oh, look. There it was. Scott and I.
And when I started doing my internship after graduation, I realized it's not exactly what I wanted to do. We did have a different presidential administration on board at the time, that education was not a priority in that era, so it was very difficult obtaining a teaching job. And I started working with social services, and my path kind of just changed after that. And I started working here at Behavioral Health in 2008, and I've been here ever since. And working as a case manager, just kind of fell into wanting to become a therapist and pursuing my higher education, doing my graduate work.
Nice.
Look, almost done.
I'm done with my degree.
Yeah.
Now I'm working
towards your
finishing
license.
Yeah, to get my license.
Yep. Amazing. Nice stick-to-itiveness to get through that pathway.
Well, behavioral health has really helped me a lot in getting where I am right now. If it wasn't for this agency, I think it would be very, very difficult to achieve everything that I've done.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.